Praise the Lord. Message 158. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 2. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for this time and this opportunity. And thank you for, Lord, your word that you have sent to us to help us in our life, in our being, and to encourage us to continue to walk faithfully in the truth of your word. Lord, I pray that the message and the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, and verse 17. The word of God that God sent to Ezekiel, he said to him, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. The watchman or the guard is a faithful person, is a reliable person, is a committed person who had been entrusted with a post or office, and he is caring for it faithfully. He is a man or a woman of wisdom and discernment, and who can hear from God, who can see deep things from his word, and he is a person who take warning and convey warning to the people who are around him. When the Lord said to Ezekiel, I have made you a watchman. The guard or the watchman is a person who sees deeply, who sees things others cannot see, who is a person who is alert and sensible to the events that are around him. He's a person, not lazy, not a person not who escape a responsibility and put aside the things that he know very well that what he ought to do. We will go through the scriptures and we'll find out where's the word watch, as we are starting the first part of the watchman. Where is the word watch or the word see or the word watching, and then we can expound so that as we hear the message we will be able to grasp what the Lord wants from us or what the Lord is directing us to understand and to do. Let's move to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, and let us read verse 27. Book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 27. The word of God say, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Here in this scripture speak about the wife of the noble character. The wife is a woman that is married to a man, and she has family and most likely children. What the word of God speak about her here, what the woman ought to be is to watch over the affairs of her household. The husband working outside, she has house, and the husband will bring the thing that's needed, and she is inside, she is working inside, arranging the things, organizing the things. She discerns what is needed. She takes care of the children, responsible on the management of cooking and on the food and on the dress. That is the woman of the noble character. And in the book of Psalm 128 and verse 3, it say, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your son will be like olive shoots around your table. Here, your wife will be like a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine within your house. The wife should be fruitful. She is a watchman. She is a watchwoman inside the house. Or she is a watchwoman for all the affairs of her household. Her husband and her children. The man is working hard. He have tasks and challenges to achieve outside. And he has certain direction in the field to take care. And the wife, the helper, is the right person now to watch over all the affairs of her husband and her household. He's fighting outside. She is the one, the guard, inside the house. And in the same way, the church, the wife of Jesus, and the Lord will come. The book of Ephesians and chapter 5. Book of Ephesians, and let us read chapter 5 and verse 27, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. So, the wife of Jesus, the church, when he will come, he wants us a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish or spot or wrongdoing. The church should be a noble wife for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's read now book of Proverbs and chapter 31, and we will read it from verse 10. And we expound on the wife, the family, and on the church, the wife of Jesus. A wife of noble character, who can find? So noble character are needed. Yes, maybe it is not available much, but we have to work it out. We have to do our best to be the noble wife of Jesus. She is worth far more than rupees. A church of a noble character, or a wife of a noble character, or a woman of a noble character is more valuable than money, than rupees. Maybe money can solve many, many things. But if there is no person who is noble, a watchman who is faithful, then the space cannot be filled and the task cannot be achieved. In verse 11, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. He is busy outside. He has full confidence that the wife is faithful. She will care for the children. She will cook for them. She will protect the house, the things of the house. She will do her duties, cleaning, stitching the clothes, bed sheet, storing the food, repairing. She is taking care of the rest of the things inside her house. Her husband has full confidence in her. He have no fear. My wife is doing well, and that is here the confidence. Is the Lord have confidence in you? Will he be sure that you do the task? Are you a watchman for the affairs of God's household? Check yourself. God wants a church that he has confidence. One, she brings him good, no harm, all the days of her life. Are we a church that brings good things for? Are we a church who bring good things for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Yes, church who live in holiness, Christ is the pride of. He is happy with. He is not ashamed of us. His name will be lifted up when the church is obedient to the Lord's command. When the church live in holiness, then people, they know who Christ is in a clear way. But the church that does not discipline their member, when there's immoralities, spending much money, wasting, lack of stewardships, no compassion, no helping, no service with faithfulness, then Christ's name is not well known, or we are bringing harm to the names of the Lord. Verse 13, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. The word eager hands. The watchman should have an eager hands for work. Select. You see with his eyes the important things. The watchman has eyes and has also mind. He see and he analyze. And he decide. He see deeply. People see death. He see salvation. People see problems. He see opportunities. People see blockage. He see open doors. And new ways that the Lord is opening. She's like the merchant ships. Bring her food from afar. She is good in planning and thinking. If we cannot do it here, we don't have resources or this thing is not available, we will do our best to bring it from other place so the ministry will continue. Verse 15, she gets up while it is still dark. Diligent. No laziness. Get up, still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servants' gear. Still early wake up. Why? To work, to cook, to bring important things, so that there'll be food in the house. She provides food for her family. The church should feed the flocks, should feed the member of the church, should take care and nurture the new disciples. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. Out of her earning, she plants a vineyard. The same, the church should look for fields for harvest. Jesus say, look up your eyes and see their fields. They are ready for harvest. From what we receive and collect, we save, so that we can open a new fields for the gospel and evangelism. She considers a field and buys it out of her earning. She plants a vineyard. We have churches, we have different congregation, we have workers. There's also collection. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit, gift of prayer, evangelism, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. We'll work it out with the Lord that we will move with all these resources to reach other field and to plant a new congregation, a vineyard to disciple people for Christ. Verse 16, she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. But you mean here, she moved with courage, no doubt. Strong. Her arms are strong, it means she has no fear. Why? Because her eyes fixed on the Lord, on His word. The church, the wife of Jesus, has continued living in obedience, then as continue we do the work of God vigorously, then our arms are strong for the task, and we will do it because the Lord is with us. Verse 18, she sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. Oh, beautiful things. Again, she sees. She is seeing that what she is doing is good. As long you are working with the Lord will bless the work of your hand. Every work of Jesus will be blessed. She sees that her trading is profitable. Serving the Lord is the most honorable things. Jesus said, the business of my Father. And her lamp does not go out at night. 24 hours, the church should be ready for service. Emergency preaching, be ready in season and out of season. Preach, correct, rebuke, encourage with great perseverance and careful instructions. Verse 19, in her hand she holds the distaff and grasp the spindle with her fingers. Two hands are working. She is making threads from the wool so that she will do a dress. She never stop. Hands working, mind working, eyes working, doing fruitful things inside the house, inside the family of God. The wife of Jesus, the church of noble character. Verse 20, she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. The church should be willing to help the poor and the needy and extend her arms and hands to those who are in need. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. When winter coming, no problem. Clothes are ready, prepared. She is ready for emergencies. In summer, she is planning for winter. In winter, she is planning for summer. Because she watches over the affairs of her household. What else? 22. Why she is not afraid when the snow will come? She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. She have clothes. She have good bed. When the brother is caught, no problem. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. What the Lord said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Jesus, our husband, is respected and his name lifted up and glorified when the church is obedient to God and his commands. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She has her income. The wife of noble character, she has her own income. She is prepared for herself. She is working and helping her husband, not a burden on him. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can love at the days to come. She has strength and she has also dignity, and she loves on trials, on problems, on difficulties. The same for the church, who is faithful and ready. Who is good, the church that is good steward of the resources, hardworking, faithful, doing the best to finish the task, to finish the challenge, is the church that can love at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is in her tongue. Yes, the wife of noble character, she read her Bible. She studied the Bible. That's why she can speak words of wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She's a great help to the husband, and for her children, and for all those who are in her household. The church should be the same. God give us the Bible. We should speak with wisdom as we obey, as we humble down at the feet of Jesus. We receive wisdom from the Lord, and we can give careful instruction to the people who are around us. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She refused to take advantage. She refused to depend or to be on somebody else. She is a hard-working woman. The church should be the same. Some churches, they are begging, oh, give us money, give us this, give us that, help us. The thing here, not that we should not help, but you should refuse to eat the bread of idleness. Your laziness should not be the reason for you to ask help. If you are diligent, there is no need for you to ask help. the church, the leaders of the church, they should earn their living. They should not be idle. The watchman should not be an idle person who is depending on somebody else to feed him, to care for him. No! He is a caregiver. He is a fruitful. He is effective and productive. He is a fruit bearing. He is a soul winning. The church, she is a fruit bearing. She is souls winning church. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also. And he praises her, the disciple of Jesus. The disciple that we make. They will follow our example. And they will use our life as example for them and for their disciples. And her husband also. And he praises her. The Lord will be happy, and you will hear, and you will have a rich welcome in the kingdom of God and of Christ. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10-11 say, therefore, my brother, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail. You will never fall. And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The wife who is faithful, the husband coming home, everything arranged, organized, children having food, dress, no problem. She had arranged the clothes, the beds, stores is okay, no problem. She have settled a lot of things. She will receive applause and appreciation from the husband. Same with the church, the wife of Jesus. We will receive a rich welcome as continue to be faithful into the eternal kingdom of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Proverbs chapter 31 verse 29. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Nobility. When we are watching over the affairs of the households, the family of God. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The wife is not her beauty in her face or the hair, but in her deeds and actions. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, even if very beautiful. If she is old, she will lose her beauty. A lot of things will go away. But her deeds will praise her. Church is only activities, parties, and celebration, but no fruit. It's like what we say here, what we hear here. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward, and we spoke about this reward, and you receive a reward and a rich welcome in the kingdom of God and of Christ. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. When the Lord will come, and the time that the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem is coming down from heaven, from God. We will enter through the gate of the city, and you will receive the rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that what he, what is here mentioned, give her the reward she has earned. Do you want reward? Are you living and working hard to receive your reward from God? Or you are living just to pass days and you will not receive any reward when he will come? Some they say that those who does not serve, they will go to heaven even, but they don't have joy or smile there because they don't have any reward. Give her the reward she has earned. This is the word of God, the word of Jesus. Give him the reward he has earned. Give her the reward she has earned. Be a good watchman and watch over the affairs of the household of God, the Church of God. And let her works, let his work bring her, bring him a praise at the city gate. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Thank you, God, because you enlighten our minds and directing us in the way that you want us to pass through, to be a watchman and woman, faithful in achieving the ministry. Revive us, O Lord, more. Tell him, Lord, revive me. I'm willing to serve you. I will not be lazy or complacent, but diligent in achieving the task that you entrust to me. Lord, I need a reward from you, O God. So I will work hard to serve you, Lord. Whatever I will do it for the glory of you, O Lord. I am looking forward to meet you, Lord, in the air. I am looking forward to hear from you. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Oh God, I do understand that my good work unto you, the work that you have prepared in advance for me to do, will bring the praise at the city gate. God, I pray that everyone who pray and commit his life, you help him to abide with your word and the truth. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God, that your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.